This is the Sakar Merli of the 4th of July 2024. Essence, sweet children, move away from the consciousness of brother and sister and consider yourselves to be brothers, and your eyes will become civil. Only when you souls become civil-eyed can you become karmateet. Question. What method should you use to remove your defects? Answer. Keep a register of your character and note down your chart every day. By keeping your register, you will know your weaknesses and easily be able to remove them. By gradually removing those defects, you will reach the stage where you remember no one except the One Father. Let there be no attachment to old things. Have no internal desire to ask for anything. Om Shanti. One is a human intellect, and the other is a godly intellect, and then there will be a divine intellect. A human intellect is a devilish intellect. People are criminal-eyed. One is to be civil-eyed, and the other one is to be criminal-eyed. Deities are viceless, civil-eyed, whereas people here in the Iron Age are vicious and criminal-eyed. Their thoughts are vicious. Criminal-eyed human beings are in the jail of Ravan. Everyone in the kingdom of Ravan is criminal-eyed. There isn't a single person who is civil-eyed. You are now at the most auspicious confluence age. Baba is now changing you from criminal-eyed, making you civil-eyed. There are many types of criminal-eyed people. Some are semi and some are another percentage. When you become civil-eyed, you will reach your karmateet stage and you will then become brotherly-eyed, that is, to have brotherly vision. When you souls look at souls, the bodies no longer remain, and so how could you be criminal-eyed? Therefore the Father says, remove yourselves from the consciousness of brother and sister. Consider yourselves to be brothers. This too is a very deep thing. This can never enter anyone else's intellect. The meaning of being civil-eyed can never enter any of their intellects. If it were to enter their intellects, they could claim a high status. The Father explains, consider yourselves to be souls and forget bodies. Each of you has to shed that body in remembrance of the Father. I, this soul, am going to Baba. Renounce all arrogance of your body and shed your body in remembrance of the Father who makes you pure. If you are criminal-eyed, that will continue to bite you inside. The destination is very high. Even though some are very good children, they definitely make one or another mistake, because Maya is there. No one has been able to become karmateet yet. You will reach your karmateet stage at the end, and you can then become civil-eyed. There will then be that spiritual brotherly love. Where there is very good spiritual brotherly love, there isn't that criminal vision. Only then will you be able to claim a high status. Baba shows you your full aim and objective. You children understand that you have this and that defect in you. When you keep your register, you will become aware of your defects. It is possible that some of you can be reformed without keeping a register. However, those who are weak should definitely keep their registers. There are many weak ones. Some don't even know how to write their registers. Your stage should be such that you don't remember anyone else. I, this soul, came without a body, and I now have to become bodiless and return home. There is a story about this, where someone was told not to take the support of his stick, because he would remember that at the end. You mustn't have attachment to anything. Many have attachment to old things. You mustn't remember anything except the Father. The destination is so high. There is so much difference between remembering pebbles and remembering Shiv Baba. You must have no desire to ask for anything. Each one of you definitely has to do a minimum of 6 hours service. Generally, government service is for 8 hours. But you must definitely do the Pandav government service for at least 5 to 6 hours. Vicious human beings can never remember Baba. In the Golden Age is the viceless world. The praise of the deities is remembered as full of all virtues. 16 celestial degrees full. The stage of you children should remain completely beyond. You mustn't have attachment to dirty things. Let there be no attachment even to your body. You have to become a yogi to that extent. When you truly remain a yogi like that, you will remain fresh. The more Satipatthana you continue to become, the more your mercury of happiness will rise. You had such happiness 5,000 years ago. You will also have that happiness in the Golden Age. You will have that happiness here too, and you will then take that happiness with you. It is said, your final thoughts lead you to your destination. You are now receiving directions, and then in the Golden Age, you will receive salvation. You have to churn the ocean of knowledge. The Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. You say that you are the children of the Father, so you mustn't cause anyone sorrow. You should show the path of happiness to everyone. If you do not give happiness, you are surely causing sorrow. This is the most auspicious confluence age, when you make effort to become Satipatthana. Effort makers are number wise. When children do service well, the Father praises them. This child is very yogi. Those who are serviceable children lead a viceless life. Those who don't have the slightest waste thought will reach their Karmateet stage at the end. Only you Brahmins become civil-eyed. Human beings can never be called deities. Those who are criminal-eyed would definitely commit sin. The golden-aged world is a pure world, whereas this is an impure world. People don't understand the meaning of this. Only when they become Brahmins can they understand. They say this knowledge is very good, but I will come when I have time. Baba then understands that they will never come. That is like insulting the Father. You are becoming deities from human beings, and so you should do that instantly. If you put something off until tomorrow, Maya catches hold of you by the nose and throws you into the gutter. When you say, tomorrow, tomorrow, death will come and eat you up. You mustn't delay in performing an auspicious task. Death is standing just above your heads. So many people die suddenly. If the bombs were to fall now, so many people would die. There will be earthquakes, but you won't know about them in advance. According to the drama, natural calamities will also take place, and no one can know about these. A lot of damage is caused. Then the government increases transport fares, etc. People have to travel. They, the government, then think how they can increase their income so that they are able to pay for everything. Grain has become so expensive. The father sits here and explains, those who are civil-eyed are said to be pure souls. This world is criminal-eyed. You are now becoming civil-eyed. This takes effort. To claim a high status is not like going to your auntie's home. Those who become very civil-eyed are the ones who will claim a high status. You have come here to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. However, those who don't become civil-eyed and who don't take this knowledge will claim a low status. At this time, all human beings have criminal eyes. In the Golden Age, they have civil eyes. The father explains, sweet children, if you want to become deities, the masters of heaven, then become very, very civil-eyed. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, because only then will you be able to become 100% soul conscious. You have to explain the meaning of this to everyone. In the Golden Age, there is no question of sin. They are full of all virtues, completely civil-eyed. Even the Moon Dynasty is 2 degrees less. The moon has just a little crescent left at the end. It doesn't become completely nil or completely disappear. They say it has disappeared. It cannot be seen because of the clouds. The father says, your light too doesn't become completely extinguished. A little light remains. You are taking power from the supreme battery. He himself comes and teaches you how to have yoga with him. When a teacher is teaching you, your intellect's yoga is with that teacher. You would study according to the directions the teacher gives. We will study and also become teachers or barristers. There is no question of mercy or blessings, etc. in that. There is no need to bow your heads. Yes, if someone greets you in a particular way, saying Hari Om or Rama Rama, you have to do the same in return. That is a matter of giving respect. You mustn't show your arrogance. You know that you just have to remember the One Father. When someone renounces devotion, there is a lot of upheaval. They consider someone who has renounced devotion to be an atheist. There is so much difference between your understanding of what an atheist is and their understanding of an atheist. You say that they are atheists because they do not know the Father, that they are orphans. This is why they all continue to fight and quarrel. There is quarrelling and peacelessness in every home. Peacelessness is also an indication of anger. There is such limitless peace there. People say that they receive a lot of peace from devotion. However, that is for a temporary period. You want peace for all time. When you become orphans after belonging to the Lord and Master, you go from peace into peacelessness. The unlimited Father gives you the inheritance of unlimited happiness. You receive an inheritance of limited happiness from a limited Father. In fact, there is an inheritance of sorrow of the sword of lust, in which there is nothing but sorrow and more sorrow. This is why the Father says, "You receive sorrow from its beginning, through the middle to the end." The Father says, "Remember me, the purifier Father." This is called easy remembrance and the easy knowledge of the world cycle. If you consider yourselves to belong to the original eternal deity religion, you will definitely go to heaven. Everyone in heaven is civil-eyed. Those who are body conscious are said to be criminal-eyed. Those who are civil-eyed have no vices in them. The Father makes everything so easy as he explains to you. But some children don't remember even this much because they are criminal-eyed. So they only remember the dirty world. The Father says, "Forget this world." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Become such a yogi that you don't have the slightest attachment to your body. Do not be attracted to dirty things. Keep your stage far beyond. Keep your mercury of happiness high. 2. Death is above your head, so do not delay in carrying out an auspicious task. Do not put anything off until tomorrow. Blessing. May you be liberated from all sins with the power of realization, and not try to be clever with the cleverest father of all. Some children try to be clever with the cleverest father of all in order to prove their service and make their names appear to be good. They do have realization at that time, but that realization does not have any power, and so transformation does not take place. Some do understand that it is not right, but they then think that their name should not be spoilt, so they kill their own consciences. That too is accumulated in the account of sin. Therefore, stop being so clever and transform yourselves and be liberated from your sins by having realization with a true heart. Slogan: to be free from all of the different bondages in this life is the stage of being liberated in life. Om Shanti.